Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2. It's always great to be with you because we get to talk to such interesting people and learn new things. Today, we have two regular guests. Peter Graben's our first guest. We're going to talk a bit about breakfast and the importance of breakfast, because I think so many of us either rush through the morning, maybe eat later in the day, and it really is one of the most important meals to eat of the day, because that's where you get your fuel from. And, you know, there's different ideas you can have for breakfast, and Peter's got some ideas for you. Also, Charlene from Ascetic Concepts is going to talk about decluttering your life. As we head into a new year, we might want to make some resolutions, and decluttering can really help you, no matter if it's your diet or anything in your life, kind of see the purpose of it all. But first off, hi, Peter, how are you?
Hi, terrific, Patty. Nice to hear from you.
Well, Peter Graben, the man chef from Toronto, we always love talking to him. And, you know, you can follow him also. He's got newsletters and all kinds of great stuff to help you or your family or that guy in your life with tips about knife skills or recipes. A wealth of information. But Peter, today you kind of want to talk about the importance of breakfast. And I know you were worried it might be too preachy, but, you know, breakfast really is something we all need to start out for a great day.
Yeah. Well, we came up with the concept of we're still doing the Men's Chef cooking classes, but one of my good friends came up with the idea that, Peter, why don't you do two things, knife skills and breakfast? And she was at the Institute there in New York, and she done some classes there, and they did them there. And both of these have been very successful. The knife skills are very important, obviously, in your kitchen, and we're doing just knife skills as one-off, which has been great fun and very successful. And we teach the people, but the breakfast is the other sort of unit of our Man Chef cooking school, which has been very successful, because although you're making eggs and breakfast and different things, that you can make eggs and you can make frittatas and you can make any kind of thing, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, which fills somebody's gap, and you don't have to really go shopping, put a whole thing together for it. But to concentrate on the breakfast, we felt that, you know, the breakfast is and the most important meal of the day, and for good reason, that eating healthy breakfast helps you with daily vitamins and minerals, and increase your concentration and productivity levels throughout the day. And that's what we're trying to do. And again, I don't want to get preachy, because it's not, you know, people don't want to hear this all the time. And but even you just need a fruit or have a banana with vitamins and minerals, and it keeps your body's functioning at optimal levels.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been doing this nutrition course with Vicki Waters in town, and, you know, breakfast is so important. And if we eat, you know, as far as calories, more in the morning and less throughout the day, it'll also help with our weight and digestion and so many things.
Correct. It does. And even just to have a yogurt, we've always been in the habit, our family, of eating breakfast, but and a full breakfast. We always have sat down with the children as they were growing up. Now they're all moved out, but we always had a full breakfast. And it's very important, and it's also very important for children who go to school, who have to concentrate for all these hours if they don't have a full breakfast.
Yeah,
that's something to keep them going.
We always tried to do a nice breakfast as well, so they were had that nutrition. And some of these cereals that are full of sugar, I mean, you can have a cereal, but really research to make sure you're eating a proper cereal.
Absolutely. And that's the other part of it is, I mean, we've gone on to oat bran every morning, where we've had the steel-cut oat bran, which has all, you know, and it has all the goodness with it. It has no sugar, but we put apricots and prunes and raisins and figs and stuff through it, which is a lovely breakfast. But the other ones, like, I'm not going to mention names, are loaded with sugar. And yes, the children have milk with it, which is good. But it's also good if you put a spoonful of yogurt with it for the adults and for the kids. The yogurts are very, very, very important.
Yeah, and you know something else, Peter, some of the granolas we put on top, I was using those and they were full of sugar, and I've started putting seeds and things on instead. And
correct.
You know, there's all kinds of different seeds, sunflower, chia.
Correct. You can even put barley or millets or all that kind of stuff on. You can do that. And it's very healthy for you, and it shows. And even, I mean, there's an article somewhere about the yogurts, that if you eat the yogurts, it is so good for you, and it keeps your weight in balance.
Right, the probiotic aspect. And, you know, breakfast is so cool. My daughter's in France right now doing in school, and she was looking at business models for, you know, things for her business program. And one thing is breakfast in Europe, because in France, say, they don't have the same kind of breakfast that we do, that North Americans are used to. So people do like their eggs on this side of the water, and cheese and French toast and breakfast burritos and such. What are some of the things you're teaching in class that are easy to do that our listeners can start with tomorrow when they're making breakfast?
Okay. Where is your daughter, in Paris?
She's in Rouen, France, which is about an hour out of Paris. And, you know, they were all finding that this might be a good, you know, project to do for one of their models for business is like a breakfast place, because it's not sort of the norm. It's croissant, maybe, or it's a different kind of a meal.
Yeah. We teach, I mean, it's wonderful, your daughter, phenomenal experience, but we teach easy things like a rusty potato.
And what's that?
That's a traditionally, it's traditionally Swiss dish, where you boil the potatoes for 5 minutes, and you cool them off. You don't even have to peel them, and you grate them, and you fry them.
Mm.
The other thing we teach is grilled cheese.
Wow, that's not even something I think about in the morning, but it's got all your basics.
It's got all the basics. The other one is French toast.
Because, again, you have the eggs. And a lot of people have lost the art with French toast. And tell people how you do French toast, Peter. I mean, it's pretty simple,
My secret recipe?
Yeah.
Eggs, vanilla essence, sugar, and orange juice.
Ooh.
And you dip thick slices of bread in it, and you pan fry them in butter.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good. So they have a really kind of a nice depth to them with the orange and the bit of sugar and the vanilla.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Oh, yummy. And you know, I just got back from Mexico, so I see also breakfast burritos. That's something that you can kind of change up a million ways. What is your recipe for the burrito?
You can put in beans and barley, and you can put in anything you want in the burrito, anything you actually want. There's all kinds of recipes, and there's a million different permutations. But you really want something that's bulky, that fills you up. You can also put egg inside the burrito. You can put like a scrambled egg with beans and with enchilada, with whatever you want. The other thing that we teach is poached eggs, which is also lovely.
Now, I see poached eggs. You have on the diagram, you have a special pan.
Yeah.
But do you do the water method as well, or teach usually in a special?
To dip it into boiling water with a little bit of vinegar to hold it together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain.
Yeah. So how do you do it?
You just put. You get this dish. You put a little bit of butter inside it. You break the egg on it. You can put that dish on in a pan with a little bit of water underneath. Mm-hmm. Just boil the water, and you serve it in that.
And how do you know when that's cooked, Peter? What are some of the signs? Because it's kind of like fish. People are afraid, oh, it's too runny or it's not cooked enough.
You can touch it with your finger and you'll know that's the way chefs do it. They'll just touch it and by feel you'll know if it's right. And if it's overdone, then next time you'll know to do a little bit less.
And what would you have to complain about if people weren't complaining about the poached eggs being too overdone or something? And you can do so many things with them too, with a hollandaise sauce or just...
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, then you can make like Florentine has the poached egg with the spinach underneath it, and you can do another one with ham or with bacon, but you can also do, which is really lovely, is to do it with smoked salmon underneath it and a hollandaise sauce. But to make a hollandaise sauce is a wee bit of an effort.
And you make yours from scratch. You don't use a package, obviously.
Don't use a package, no. Sorry.
So would you have to use a lot of ingredients, and would the normal cook be able to do a hollandaise sauce without too much effort?
Yeah, we just eat butter and eggs.
So the breakfast ingredients are super easy. Eggs, butter, for everything.
Yep. And you see the other thing there, there are two things there. The omelet, which you can fill with anything, which is really lovely. And the other thing which is really good is the fruit smoothies.
Well, let's talk about the omelets first of all. There's sort of a couple of different kinds of omelets. The Julia Child, wasn't that kind of the thin omelet? And sometimes you start making a scrambled egg or an omelet and it turns to scrambled eggs. How do you get that perfect? And do you add the toppings after or during? What is your suggestion?
You make the, first of all, the best, you have to obviously get some kind of pan or nonstick pan. And then I find that if I use the spray, the nonstick spray, a little bit on the pan, even the chefs use them, okay, the nonstick. Uh-huh. Then you melt the butter. You have your eggs in a small dish, and you've whisked them up and put in salt and pepper. Once your butter is melted, you have to be careful it doesn't burn. Just pour the eggs into the pan, and you make your omelet in the base, and you just stir it around, be careful it doesn't scramble, and then you put your product, if it's cheese or if it's mushrooms or whatever it is, inside the omelet, and you roll it up.
So you put on one side or the whole thing?
You put the product about a third of the way down.
Okay.
And then you fold it over. But I must tell you, Patty, if you go on the internet, mm-hmm. to make omelets, to make potatoes, to make latkes, to make roast, it shows you on the internet, on a video, how to do all these things.
It's amazing, really, isn't it, now that
no magic to it. Just go on the internet, have a computer beside you, and it works.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a bit about knife skills, also about smoothies and some other recipes for those great breakfasts.
Okay,
back with the Man Chef.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Marigold Nurseries says thank you. Thank you for your smiles. Thank you for your support. Thank you for buying local. And now that January is upon us, Marigold Nurseries is offering big savings as you get an early start on gardening. So drop by. They're open all of January. Happy New Year from Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton and online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
At CAMH, Canada's leading hospital for mental health, we can't prove that a new pair of slippers has any medicinal properties. And pending clinical trial, we can't claim that a fresh cup of coffee has any therapeutic application. Though when given as CAMH gifts of light, these items and others like them provide people recovering from mental illness with the one thing medical science can't, the feeling that someone cares. Go to camhgiftsoflight.ca and donate today.
Need a ride downtown?
Call 382-2222.
Gotta get to the ferry?
Call 382-2222. Call Bluebird Cabs today.
It's easier than ever to get in touch and get home safe. Download the Bluebird Cabs app to your smartphone and order a cab and track its arrival, all from the palm of your hands. Call Bluebird Cabs, 382-2222.
I can't stand holiday shopping. Look at these lines. This is going to take forever.
I know. I can't believe how busy it is. Robbie should be home from school soon. Do you think he'll remember how to use the alarm force system?
No worries. I just got an email notification. The system was disarmed 5 minutes ago.
Yes, we can keep shopping.
Alarm Force Connect lets you receive email notifications and control your alarm system from anywhere. Call now for our holiday specials.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
We are back with Peter Graben. He's from Toronto. He is the Man Chef. We're talking about breakfast ideas. He teaches a lot about breakfast and also a few knife skills. Before the break, we were talking about the omelet. Can you just talk about a frittata and what the difference is, Peter?
Basically, a frittata is open face omelet. So you make your omelet and the frittata, really, you saute off onions without any color, just to blanch, and then peas and beans and potatoes, like a farmer's omelet. Whatever you can find in the fridge, you can put in.
Mm-hmm.
You pour and cheese. You pour the egg on top.
Mm-hmm.
You and it's a flat omelet. Now, if you can't get the top to cook properly, because sometimes, you know, without breaking it up, you can put it under the broiler. But if your frying pan is a type of black handle, not a metal handle, you don't want that handle to melt.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it with aluminum foil.
Oh, good idea. And that might be a little bit easier, Peter, than an omelet for people that are worried about it coming
right.
out right. And then you would cut that in wedges, so it's a little bit different.
How big it is, or it can just be a 6-inch one for one person, a big, like a large one, you can cut in wedges. But the, in fact, I made it this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And what I do is I just put the plate on top of the frying pan and flip the whole thing over. So you don't have to worry about getting out. You just flip the frying pan on. You put the plate on top of the frying pan, and you turn the whole thing over, and the omelet's on the plate.
Well, that sounds like a great meal. And then you can also use up all those things that you're not using.
Correct. You can use up baked potatoes. You can get the little potatoes you got in the fridge, green beans, onions, celery, carrots, whatever you want. It's like a farmer's omelet.
And that is a great one also for dinner, or if you're on a budget. I mean, there's nothing you can't do with that.
Correct. And if you're in a rush, and also if you have a cholesterol problem, you just use egg whites.
Mm, great ideas, Peter. And the fruit smoothie. Some people like to eat their calories. I'm more of a person that likes to have eggs for breakfast or yogurt. But some people love the smoothie, and, you know, it really is good for people on the go or kids or whatever. Tell us some of the variations, some of the stuff you can do with a smoothie.
Vanilla and strawberry.
Mm.
You can use, I don't know, it's such a variety. You can use, just let me see what I'm going, cranberry and cheddar niblets. That's strange. vanilla and strawberry. Ice orange tea latte. I'm on the computer actually because we make 1,000 different types. Dark chocolate, banana and raspberry, banana and strawberry is lovely, or fresh pineapple and, well, you want color, you have to get color in there, fresh pineapple and blueberries maybe, or raspberries, because you want to, you know, you don't want it to be an insipid color.
Mm-hmm. And you can also put protein powders and peanut butter and other things, I guess, in there too.
Protein powders, providing there's no chemicals in it. Yeah, I'm really way off chemicals.
Mm.
You have to read the packaging.
Yeah, have you found that's a huge thing in your career, Peter, is seeing the difference in how many ingredients and things you can't even identify?
That's right. And the younger generation, you know, our kids' age are so, and for the grandchildren, they're so cognizant of what is in the food and what is not in the food.
Mm-hmm.
And they care about it, and it's very important.
It really is, you know, and if you can't really identify it, you really probably shouldn't be eating it.
Well, we have another thing. If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it.
That is for sure. I mean, it's crazy, crazy. Peter, these are such great ideas, and if people want to know more about what you do or see some of these, I know with your newsletter, how do they look you up, Peter?
Peter Grave, www.manshepherd.ca, www.manshepherd.ca.
And if you want to know more about my guests ever, you can always contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I'd be happy to pass any information along to you. Let's talk briefly about knife skills in the next couple of minutes we have left. You know, we got the best gift ever from my brother and sister-in-law, which is a great knife set that's on the counter. My kids are always so happy because there's always a great knife, different sizes to use. We don't always learn the best way to cut things. You know, my husband and I have totally different ideas on how you cut an onion or anything else. Are there certain ways that make it easier for you, especially so you won't lose any digits?
Well, there are certain ways, but again, I teach it to people how to hold the knife and how to tuck on your your right hand, or on your left hand, you tuck your knuckles in and you tuck your thumb in your hand. And then you use a knife to rock. But again, on the internet is some fabulous information on that. But there's a few things that you have to be very cognizant of. Is you always have to put a wet towel underneath your cutting board so the cutting board doesn't slide.
Okay.
Very important. The second thing is that if the knife drops, for God's sake, don't pick it up. Just step back. Because
mm-hmm.
if you pick it up, you'll cut your fingers off.
Yeah. I bet you've had a few cuts in your life. It really is such a gross thing, isn't it? It's like, oh, you just can't look.
All chefs have cut. I have scars on my head. All chefs have them. But if you got it, if you, as I say, and even when my guys come from Manchef, they come in and they want to take off their shoes, I say, no, leave your shoes on. In case the knife drops, it doesn't go through your foot.
That's a great, just like mowing the lawn. Make sure you're wearing proper footwear because it's super dangerous.
And, that's right.
And what kind of knives? Do you have a whole range of them, or do you have...
I have a whole range. For chefs, your knives are like your tools, and I still have knives when... I bought in the 60s, okay? I've still got my whole set of chef's knives. Mm-hmm. But really, price determines what they are. But as long as you, but the most important thing is to keep them sharp. Because if there's nothing worse than getting a cut from a bad knife, because that'll make a mess. A cut from a clean knife is much better if you're going to get a cut. But you must keep your knife sharp. But for people who have the knives, and if they have a steel, you've got to know what you're doing when you slice, put the knife in the steel. It doesn't slide off and hit you in the hand.
So always be aware of your fingers and the placement and having your fingers in so that you're not happily cutting away. And pay attention.
Pay attention. And the other thing that we teach, which is quite important, which I'll have to go back to, in the Manchef, is yes, pay attention with the knives. Yes, put a wet cloth underneath your board so it doesn't slide. But also if you're cooking... never walk away from the kitchen. Always stay there because for sure something will burn.
That's for sure. Gadgets. We got about 30 seconds left here. Do you prefer a knife to gadgets and all the worry things, you know, or would you rather chop your vegetables or put them in a mix master?
I'd rather chop them and emulsify them. But what is a terrific thing is the wand that you can put into soups and also to make, the wand that...
Yeah.
That is an amazing machine. But I find that with the blenders and liquidizers, it takes me longer to clean them.
No kidding. I know. It's like, gosh, that's a full-time job to try and do that.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Well, Peter, thank you so much for all the great skills. I hope that people take notice of this and, you know, start tomorrow and get some eggs and make your family a nice breakfast. It's a great time to share together.
Patty, thank you. Have a wonderful holiday and lovely speaking to you.
You too, Peter. Take good care. Talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we're talking to Charlene about decluttering.
Hi, I'm Al Farabee. It's never too late to help Victorian children and families in need, no matter what the need, through CFAX Santa's Anonymous. You can make that donation anytime by going to the Santa's Anonymous website at cfaxsantas.com. It's easy, it's secure. And while you're there, find out more about how CFAX Santa's Anonymous helps local children all year long.
Helping Victorian children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santa's Anonymous now at cfax1070.com.
If you're needing to plan a burial or cremation service, knowing where to turn can be confusing. Here's information that will make it easier. Royal Oak Burial Park is the only not-for-profit, community-owned burial and cremation park in our region. The only one. And as such, we're not here to profit from loss. Instead, we're here to help by offering services to help you plan a fitting goodbye. Royal Oak Burial Park. A beautiful place to remember. Visit robp.ca.
It's a New Year's tradition, cleansing yourself of the previous year by jumping in a freezing cold lake. CFAX 1070 invites you to the 2015 Polar Bear Swim. Last year, we had a record crowd at Thetis Lake, so we're going back. Join us New Year's Day at 2 for all the fun. And dress up, because there's prizes, too. The 2015 Polar Bear Swim at Thetis Lake from CFAX 1070.
Flight Center Hockey.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey. Stay with us for all the action all season.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Harbor Air Seaplanes.
This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070.
Vancouver Canucks hockey on the Canucks Radio Network is presented by Flight Center,
the airfare experts,
with the lowest airfare guarantee
and 66 doors across BC.
Waiting to make your next travel dreams come true.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Rich in the CFAX 1070 newsroom.
New York police officer Rafael Ramos is being remembered today as a devoted family man, aspiring chaplain, and hero. Ramos and his partner were shot to death last weekend as they sat in their patrol car. The tension between New York City's mayor and police was evident at Ramos's funeral today when hundreds of officers outside the church turned their backs when Bill de Blasio began to speak. Police union officials have blamed the mayor for fostering anti-police sentiment for his support of protests against recent killings of unarmed black men by police. Police say a Boxing Day shooting at a West End Ottawa outlet mall was a targeted attack involving members of the same gang. Staff Sergeant Ken Bryden of the Guns and Gangs Unit says officers are seeking two persons of interest in Friday's attack at the outlet mall, and one of them may be the shooter. He says the victim, a man in his 20s, has been released from hospital after being shot in the foot. Two men were arrested at the scene and released without charges. Bryden says all five are affiliated with the Crips street gang. He says the victim is being extremely uncooperative with investigators who are also interviewing witnesses and reviewing security footage. The Transportation Safety Board and other environment officials are at the scene of a CP Rail derailment near Banff. The railway, he says, 15 cars carrying grains and fly ash, a material used to make concrete, went off the track west of the town early yesterday morning. There were no hazardous materials involved. And the Royal Winnipeg Ballet is getting a high honor. It has been designated a National Historic Event. The honor is from Parks Canada to recognize history, culture, and heritage. The designation comes on the ballet's 75th anniversary. The company is also in the midst of another run of the traditional Nutcracker Ballet in Winnipeg. I'll have weather right after this.
TV is awesome, and that's why you'll love Crave TV. Full seasons of the best love series for just $4 a month. HBO favorites like The Sopranos and Entourage. Classics like Seinfeld and Frasier. Current hits from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to Big Bang Theory. Go to CraveTV.ca, browse through our amazing list of show titles, and see for yourself why this is the best entertainment value around. Crave TV. All you can watch for $4 a month.
Taking a look at weather in the Greater Victoria area. Periods of rain ending early this afternoon. We'll get a mix of sun and cloud later. We're supposed to reach a high of 9, and we have. It is 9 degrees right now. Partly cloudy, windy from Wanda Fuca Strait area this evening. A low near plus 2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers late in the afternoon and in the evening, and becoming very windy tomorrow evening. We should reach a high tomorrow of 7. And as I mentioned, we have in the Greater Victoria area reached a high of 9 degrees. I'm Kevin Rich. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
And we are back. We've heard all about all kinds of great breakfasts we can have and our knife skills. And now we're going to talk about decluttering for the new year. Maybe some new ways to bring energy into the interior and, kind of works with those new resolutions that we have. Our interior designer is here from Aesthetic Concept Design Services, Charlene Ionescu. How are you, Charlene?
I'm fine. How are you, Patty?
I'm great. Now, I take it that, I haven't seen your home, but I bet it's very organized and I bet you work at it. And, we go through the holidays and we collect more stuff, or we go on holidays and we bring more stuff in, and there is a limit. And you came up with this good idea for a segment, and I think by this time of year we're going, where are we going to put everything? And then maybe you want to lose weight, maybe you want to start a new job. The stuff weighs us down, doesn't it?
I think it does. I think that the new year is such a great occasion to set new goals and also, maybe to review our first impression of our home and to redevelop the identity for our home. Does our home still fit our lifestyle, or are we simply living in a template, that does not fit the lifestyle of our family? And so that I just think that it's a great time to look into it and do minor changes.
I think that's so true, Charlene. As we move along and our families change and evolve, or our tastes change, it really is different what we want out of life or how that room functions for us.
Yes, I think that as we adjust, you know, we're no longer the same amount of people in the home. So are we really using everything we have in our kitchen? Or you know, is this, all the extras that we carry in our life, is that too much? Or are we taking an opportunity here to reinvent ourselves, you know?
Let's start with that, Charlene, with the kitchen. Say we open up the cupboard and we have maybe, you know, a set of dishes that were, you know, given to you. We have two different kinds of pattern plates, some white plates. We got an assortment of coffee cups. You know, it's a little chaotic, but, you know, we think, oh, I might need, you know, 10 plates here and five here. How do we start just with that? Because that's what we deal with every day, are those cupboards.
Personally, a few years ago, I've decided, you know, living in New York City, the space is very precious.
Mm-hmm.
So I've decided that all the nice things that we were keeping for guests, that we would become guests in our home.
Oh.
And we started to use it on a daily basis.
Nice.
And it's really nice because the reality is, are we really having those big gatherings or are we gathering instead at a restaurant with everyone? So why not treat ourselves like with the best things that we own already?
I love that concept, Charlene, because it's so true. You know, we might have our kids or some few, you know, friends or family over once in a while. But I don't know, like you're saying, people meet for, you know, a quick bite after work or on the weekend. Are we having 24 people over for a sit-down dinner? Probably not.
Probably no, not anymore. The houses are smaller too. You know, I think that a few generations back, it really was the custom, and you know, the grandparents were inviting everybody, and we were hanging out with the cousins. But in today's reality, how much of this happened?
And it's really kind of sad too. You know, when you see these beautiful sets of china that are sitting there, and the last generation didn't want to unpack them because they might break. And so we get that same mentality that everything is precious, but nothing is used.
Nothing is used, and what do we see? Well, garage sale and yard sale season will start, and then we can have really, really great deals on them because people are downsizing, or a lot of people are moving into community-oriented facilities. So they never really used it, and then they polished it once a year. They cleaned everything, and then they put it back in the cupboard. And so I think that the new year, you know, it's a kind of a gift to upscale our lifestyle and say, well, let's use this on a daily basis. And what happened? Worst case scenario, it breaks, and we buy new ones because we're buying things all the time.
Okay, so number one, we're going to put ourselves first and use that good stuff. And, you know, it's not a dress rehearsal. Let's use what we like.
No.
And so then what about the rest of our house? Let's say we're buying a lot of stuff, or a lot of stuff just came in the house. How do we deal with all the tchotchkes and all the extra bits around?
I think also a good exercise is to decide what works and what does not work for us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may keep things around and they're just there because we're used to look at them. And they're just there. And then on the other hand, we have, I've seen a lot of people, it's amazing when I visit sites and they're talking about reinventing their spaces and they want to renovate with serious money when actually just giving a new look into everything, and they have things already stored that they receive as a gift, and they say, oh, I like this, but I never really found a place for it.
Mm.
And so it's a good occasion to look room by room and take it, you know, as a, not as a chore, but rather as a pleasant activity, and redefine the goals. And, you know, are we really happy looking at this piece of art on the wall all the time, or do we want to move it somewhere else? Sometimes, you know, little changes go a long way.
You know, wherever you are, you see storage containers. I mean, no culture is without them these days. And half the time, if we cleared away some of our stuff, we don't need a bigger home. We don't need the massive closets. If we just sort of pare down. You know, I tend to put a lot of little knickknacks here or there and hide them around the other one. And, you know, you're not really enjoying any of them if you got too many things. So where do you start with that process? Do you have a system with the boxes, keep, store? What do you do?
Well, what I do is usually I start by creating a list of the goals I want to achieve, you know. And then I study those goals. So, for example, I may say, well, my house is crowded, and my goal is to create more space. Or, you know, I found out also that as as women are aging, they want to have less and less of those knickknacks or what mm-hmm. I call treasures. Mm-hmm. But on the opposite scale, the men tend to want to accumulate everything.
That's true.
So we try to find, to create a list of goals and then study those goals. And then after that, a good idea is to break down the workload. Mm-hmm. So to determine, you know, which areas will address first. And what if there are problem areas also in our environment, and then to try to fix that. And it's nice also to have a goal of creating a better flow in our home, and to also create more functional areas, and also to make sure that in every room we have identifiable functions in them. Maybe the children's room became children/storage areas through the years, because the kids are gone since a few years. They went to university and then they didn't come back. But yet we kept the room there and so forth. So by creating a list, it makes things a lot easier to tackle in the future.
Right. And then you don't bring up that wall and get overwhelmed and do nothing.
No.
If you kind of have manageable goals and look at it as an adventure and something that's a positive in your life and a new direction, as opposed to some horrible thing, because we tend to get pretty freaked out when we have to get rid of things. We think, I don't know, maybe go back to childhood and taking away our toys.
Yeah, but on the other hand, what happened is that I see a lot of people that are storing their children's goods, and the children's are already grandparents. You know, so, I mean, they're not coming back. And for some funny reason, the children don't want to bring all those treasures in their own homes because they're trying to get rid of their children's treasures.
They don't want your old crib.
No.
Oh, man, I'm that person. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Charlene about how to declutter for the new year. Back in a few minutes.
Now, CFAQ's 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, but I hope you have a better New Year's. Ring the New Year in with the City Center Park with a midnight celebration at 10 p.m. for the kids. Lots of activities, crafts, face painting, skating, door prizes, and much, much more. Ticket prices are $19.95 each, but free for under two-year-olds. And get your tickets today for Culinaire, Victoria's premier food tasting experience. It offers guests the opportunity to experience a selection of the most unique restaurants, fine food, and beverage our region has to offer. You will discover new restaurants and cooking methods, interact with chefs, and sample from a wide variety of amazing cuisines. More events at cfax1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Tis the season for Yuletide gathering, and Fairway Markets makes it easy with great deals. Open your Fairway flyer and you'll see U.S. number one yams, California grown, 98 cents a pound. Fresh prime rib oven roast, $7.99 a pound. Assorted 12 packs of pop and assorted 12 packs of water, just 3 for $10. Tropicana orange juice, lemonade, pure leaf tea, just $3.99 a bottle. Come down to Fairway Markets for the Yuletide sharing event today.
No club cards, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing at Fairway Market.
It's time to put away the RV. But you can let it rest in comfort by winterizing with Tom's RV Service and Supplies. They'll even come to wherever your RV is with their mobile service to make it easier on you. And check your roof and seams to ensure your RV is ready for the long sleep. See you again soon, my friend. Do it now. Do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies.
And we are back with Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services. She teaches on the island, and she's an expert in her field. She was in New York for many years. Charlene, if people want to get a hold of you to know more about what you do, how would they do that?
Well, we have a beautiful website that we've redesigned recently.
I saw that. Very nice.
Thank you. So it's at aestheticc.com, aestheticc.com. And we are also reachable via email at hello@aestheticc.com.
And if you want to know more about me, my guests, or have segment ideas, please contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. I always love to hear from you. Charlene, we're talking about decluttering for the new year, bringing new energy into your interior or the exterior that will accompany your resolutions. And I thought it was a great idea, and I love so far we've been talking about using that good china, you know, making a list of goals and breaking things down to make it manageable, get flow in your house and function. You know, I'm so many people, I'm sure you see it, that have a dining room that's full of crafts and everything else in the world, and no one's sitting down for a meal.
No one's sitting down for a meal, yet sometimes the owner is into crafting and is complaining that there's no space for that task. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a good way to review the functions that we have for every space. You know, I think that to make it easier, because we tend to look at the entire home and see everything that needs to be done, and then we have a lot of good goals, and then what happens is by February 1st, we're exhausted because we're mentally burned out just thinking about what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So I think that a good idea is to, with that list, following that, is to decide which task will be performed by yourself and which one will you delegate, because it's not always necessary to do it all by ourselves.
Right, because I think it's like anything, whether it's the holidays or birthdays or occasions or trips, doing anything in the house or in your life, if you put it all out there, you can get so overwhelmed you don't want to do anything. So I think that's a really good way to start, is you know, make it manageable.
Make it manageable. Take it one area at a time. Start by tackling the small repairs, and then breaking down the workload will help tremendously. And another thing would be, you know, to establish a schedule or a timeline. You say, okay, so I'll keep the month of January to look into, to review the kitchen. And, you know, every day you open one cabinet drawer and you sort it out and you remove what you really do not use at all. And then after that, there's, you know, regarding of the task, there's a good system to clean, to purge, or to declutter.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually to edit our possessions. And we have to keep in mind that we generally only use 20% of our possessions.
The same as the clothes, then?
The same as the clothing, the same as the garage, the same as the basement.
Wow.
So by clearly defining the focus and remembering our goals, it's a pleasant task. It's not something that you end up having to do out of an emergency, or, you know, or you leave for the next generation to do.
Yeah.
And I think that the most effective way is still the what we call the three containers method. So one for garbage, one for storage, and one for giving away.
And have those on the go. You know, and we were talking before about, you know, parents hanging on to their kids' stuff. A lot of emotions get involved in stuff, and you see it all the time, I'm sure, when you go to people's houses and try and probably gently coax them into things. I see it in real estate when people are trying to look at a space for them to buy and live in, and it's so cluttered and you can't see it. We get tied into when our kids were little, or when our parents were alive, or whatever segment it is, and it's more than just stuff sometimes. It's really an emotional thing where you have to go through that, and maybe you need a friend to come with you, or maybe it's your husband, someone that can walk you through it and hold that item and really detach from it.
I'm not sure if I would hire my husband.
Okay, your friend.
However, you know, that may be helpful. And also there are professionals which are totally trained to help you go through, you know, the emotional process of letting go. On the other hand, you know, are we attached to absolutely everything we own? That's the other question. We may just want to make the decision of keeping the really, really ultimate preferences in our treasure. So Yes, it's a process, but it doesn't have to be difficult. If I always say that if someone is not ready to depart from something, but is really clear about the fact that it doesn't have any use in their life, there's that process of storing it for a while. And, you know, if you don't look at it, then a few years later when you open your storage, you realize that.
And that's very true. You know, I've done that before with pieces, and once it's away for a while, you go, why was I saving that? I mean, you know, you really see, if you haven't had it part of your life or been using it, and it's in a cold warehouse or in the garage somewhere, you know, you got to think about maybe it can be repurposed for someone else to use.
Yes, and, you know, it doesn't have to be a torturous exercise to depart from something. I believe that, you know, unless you really want to keep everything, then you did not have a need to make a list of goals, and you're happy in your environment, and this, it's perfect. But if you are always, or you know, someone is always shopping around to compensate for that homey feeling, then, yes, there are issues to address, and a lot of time, definitely, someone would be helpful.
So, helping, are you you're the person who purges, and your husband is the person who likes to save stuff?
No, actually, my husband purchases and saves stuff.
Now, what is it about?
And together, we redesign more spaces for them.
And why do men, as they get older, want to purchase more?
I wouldn't necessarily say they want to purchase more, but they do want to keep everything. They do want to keep everything, and, you know, it's actually very funny. We just bought a new RV, and this morning I was mentioning to my husband that maybe we need a little barbecue for it. Or he said, oh, actually, I already bought it because it was such a good deal, and I didn't tell you because you would have told me to return it. We didn't need it at the time. You know, so, yeah, it's funny.
You know what? I think it's true. It's the old sneaky buying. And, you know, I know I do a bit of that myself, but, I mean, it's the, yeah, I've already bought that. It's like, well, geez, really?
Yeah, and the sad part is when you realize you bought it twice.
Exactly. And heaven forbid when, you know, you start doing the auction stuff or use Victoria and then, you know, at an age where you should be, you know, purging things, more stuff's coming in.
Yeah, this is treasure land.
Yeah, it's treasures.
Those websites.
All treasures.
Those websites are filled with treasures.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, for the new year, you're decluttering. And then you can look at your space, and you talked about moving things around. It's like having a whole new house.
It is, and you know, the spring comes, and then there's that desire to refresh everything. So maybe it's a good time to decide if we want to give a fresh coat of paint or, you know, accessorize with those treasures that were hidden in storage, and then we discovered those beautiful things that we decided that we were going to live with. So to re-accessorize, you know, and to little things. I find that one very inexpensive way to refresh the home is to review the lighting. You know, a lot of time people buy bulbs without thinking of the effect it creates with their natural light coming into the space and also the color of their finishes and material and furniture. So the right lighting makes such a huge difference.
I totally agree. I was a makeup artist, and I see some of these fluorescents, some of these horrible lights, and I think, man, this place could be so nice. You don't, you know, if it was just a little calmer, a little different kind of wattage. And when we come back, Charlene, we're going to talk a little bit about some trends for the new year. Back in one.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Marigold Nurseries says thank you. Thank you for your smiles. Thank you for your support. Thank you for buying local. And now that January is upon us, Marigold Nurseries is offering big savings as you get an early start on gardening. So drop by. They're open all of January. Happy New Year from Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton and online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep.
Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
No way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn.
Try their three-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
2014 has been a great year, but in time, all good things must come to an end. And December 31st, so do we. Metro Lexus Toyota is closing the doors, and everything must go. Every car, truck, van, sport utility on the lot must be gone by the end of the month. Markdown prices, maximum trade-ins, financing as low as 0%, and discounts up to $8,500 on select models. It's the closeout of all closeout sales right now at Metro Lexus Toyota.
Happy holidays from BC Transit. Starting Monday, December 29th, BC Transit will have new service to both West Hills and Bear Mountain, as well as increased frequency to Uvic and Esquimalt on routes 14 and 15. In addition, there are revised community bus schedules for the Saanich Peninsula, the West Shore, and Route 10. Pick up the latest rider's guide on board or visit bctransit.com. And happy holidays from BC Transit.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2. We are talking to Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services about decluttering. So when we declutter, we've got a new space. We can rearrange things. When it comes to spring, we're going to know exactly what we have and add some new things if we want, some new colors. What about storage? You know, I know you must see a lot of people that maybe just aren't doing the right storage. What kind of ideas do you have for that?
Well, in general, storage should be a minimum of 20% of our living space. You know, the problem with cluttering is usually the lack of storage. So there are two ways. Either we declutter by eliminating a lot of our belongings, or we create more storage. And the other problem with storage is that a lack of it gives you a sense that your home is too small.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a good time to review whether it is too small or there's too much things in it. So there are very various ways to store. But in general, if it is exposed storage like shelving, it's good to have, you know, two-thirds of them filled and to leave some breathing room. There's nothing wrong with negative spaces, you know, space with nothing in it.
That's a really good point.
Yes. And there's also other little things that will refresh a place. And it's in the details, really. And being organized means, you know, that the top of the surfaces are not filled with things. Again, the negative space is nice to see what's there, not to have a collection, per se, on every piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Tangled mess of electrical wires in the house, that's pretty much simple to solve. We spoke about refreshing with paint, refreshing with, you know, there are other colors than beige. I tend to see that a lot of people call it beige, beige, and beige. So sometimes, you know, to be a little bit adventurous, it really paint is a minimal amount of investment to make the biggest change. And rearranging the furniture, that also can help remove the visual clutter. Because having the right clearances between furniture, if you have to walk in between two pieces of furniture sideways, chances are they're either too big for the room or they're not placed properly.
Well, you know, Charlene, we've had some great tips today. I hope we use all of our good stuff, that we rearrange, we get rid of some stuff, and that we bring in the new year with a new lease on life. When we talk in the new year, we can talk about some trends that are coming up for 2015.
Yes.
Happy New Year to you, Charlene. All the best. It's always great having you on the show, TJ. The same to you. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.